Thanks so much, Dennis. Everyone feels the loss of the nearly 3,000 people killed in the terrorist attacks on 9/11. But for family members, it's an especially painful day. Robin Gould of Ben lost his 29-year-old son, Michael, who worked at the top floor of the World Trade Center at Cantor Fitzgerald.
And when he graduated from Villanova, he got a job with Cantor Fitzgerald in the New York office. And then they asked him to go out and work in the San Francisco office for a few years. And I think just early in the summer of 01, he transferred back to New York.
We spoke with Robin Gould back in May when U.S. forces caught Osama bin Laden. Gould does not feel that his capture fundamentally changes much about our safety. Very few people do not remember what they were doing 10 years ago on 9/11. Ponderosa Elementary School principal Steve Austin was a sixth grade teacher at the time. They had the TV on in his classroom because he was teaching about the stock market. He says the kids were awestruck.
I think we all knew it was real. And I think that the question was, okay, are we supposed to be watching this right now? Because this is something that's pretty traumatic. Are we supposed to have this on TV? And it was a big discussion amongst all the staff members. Should we not be showing this? Because it hasn't been filtered.
Austin said for a while they thought it was an accident, and after a short time they realized it was history in the making. He says some parents were upset that their kids saw the devastation, but he feels they handled it in a sensitive and appropriate manner. They encouraged the kids to talk about the events with their parents. Ben will hold a ceremony at the Bend Heroes Memorial off of Newport Sunday morning at the time planes 10 years ago flew into the Twin Towers in New York. Bend City Manager Eric King says the observation will start at 7 a.m. our time.
So there'll be a moment of silence, also ringing of church bells. There's going to be an event here in Bend at Brooks Park, the Veterans Memorial Park, right next to Muir Pond there. And there'll be an event with first responders present, some entertainment, brief event.
There will be a color guard, the Pledge of Allegiance, a moment of silence, and a benediction during the ceremony. As we near the 10-year anniversary of 9/11, it is a time for reflection for many. One high-ranking Oregon military official was at the Pentagon when the plane hit the building. 1110 KBND's Doug Carter reports.
Now retired, Alex Bergen was a major general in the Oregon National Guard. He was sitting in a committee meeting at the Pentagon when it was hit.
And we were about two corridors down when it hit, but we didn't really know what had happened. It felt like an earthquake to me. And then they had come in and told us, well, there'd been a couple of planes flown into the World Trade Center, and they didn't really know what had happened to the Pentagon. They just knew they had an event. So we evacuated the building.
He says he was forced to walk back to his hotel that day because the gridlock in D.C. was that bad.
And the fifth annual Burgers and Politics event at Crooked River Ranch takes place tomorrow. U.S. Congressman Greg Walden will be there, among others, to discuss politics. Hope Johnson says each year the event gets bigger and better.
Last year it was pouring down rain, if you remember that weekend, and I think we had close to 300 people show up. So it's a chance to just kind of kick back, talk politics. We originally started it as steak and old-fashioned politics, and now we're burgers and old-fashioned politics. That's just kind of a sign of the times, I think.
Burgers and Politics will be held at McPherson Park at Crooked River Ranch from 3 p.m. until dusk. A Redmond man is in critical condition following a motorcycle truck accident in Redmond. The Deschutes County Sheriff's Office says 41-year-old Bob Haney hit a truck head-on Thursday afternoon on Northwest Pershell and Northwest Coiner. Investigators say Haney crossed over the center line in a corner and struck the truck head-on. That crash is still under investigation. A fire at a home off of Powell Butte Highway could have been much worse today. Damage was limited to $12,000 because a fire alarm alerted owners. Investigators determined an electrical failure inside a dining room wall started that fire. Firefighters were able to limit the damage to an exterior wall and underneath the home. The home belongs to Joe and Barbara Whidden. And a popular fundraising event is this weekend. It is the Great Drake Park Duck Race on Sunday. During the past 21 years, the duck race has raised about $850,000 for local charities. Kyle Frick with Mid-Oregon Credit Union says last year they raised about $60,000 for the Rotary Clubs in Bend.
We put that money out to the different charitable organizations here in town, Boys and Girls Clubs, Bend Community Center. There's a whole group of charitable causes, that, you know, 8 or 9, 10 each year that are supported with this money. And so it's really a great cause.
The festivities take place from 11 to 4 in Drake Park in downtown Bend. There's also a free kids race at noon. And coming up at 5:30, Oregon's Democratic congressional delegation reacts to President Obama's jobs plan. More in 20 minutes. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.